Hail. Now, and it's entitled Makas Barad Lekach Ladoros. And it's hard to know what's going to be relevant to my life, relevant to, as a message, Ladoros, from the hail, in the, right? So in the Sefer, the Mei Baruch here, we have from Tzfardeya, and a lot of things you can learn out from Tzfardeya. You can look in the Sefer here. But, so I figured this year we'll talk about Barad. And what can we learn from Barad? So I think there's a lot of depth that we can learn out from Barad. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Hashkem baboker v'siatzev lefnei paro v'amarte lo koma Hashem elokei avrim shalachas ami v'yavduni. Hashem says to Moshe, go in front of Paro in the morning and tell him to send the people away. And so it's an interesting lashon here. In other words, this is the prelude to Makas Barad. And it's interesting, we'll see, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky points out, this is the only time it says, Ani Parapasik Yudalet. Ani sholech es kol magifosai el libcha. That this is going to enter your heart. This is the impression that's going to be made by Makas Barad is going to be el libcha, which doesn't say by any of the other, as we'll see pointed out, doesn't say by any other makas that makes such a deep impression that will. It will enter your heart. So we have to understand what's that all about. So they had the Makkah of Barad, and it says that a pasuk off on page 2, Hayorei es dvar Hashem meyavde paro heinis es adav es mikdei olabatim. That anyone who was fear of God, you know, took brought all the cattle in, you know, because they were afraid that the hail would destroy it. And then it says, "Vayet pasachav gimel, vayet Moshe es Mateo al Hashemayim, Hashem nosan kolos uborad vatilach eish arza." That there was hail, there were kolos, there was thundering. And Paro was upset. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayishlach Paro vayikra l'Moshe l'Aron vayom aleim chatasi apam. Hashem atzadik v'ani v'ami harishoyim. That Hashem is the tzadik. And please, hatiru l'Hashem, please pray to God and get rid of this. So what does Moshe say? Vayome elav Moshe kitzesi es ha'ir Ephros es kapay al Hashem. Hakolos yechdolun. Vahaborad lo yeod. Laman teidak yil Hashem ha'arts. So Moshe says, I'm going to daven that the Barad should stop. But Moshe makes a comment. Kitzesi es ha'ir. And Rashi says, es ha'ir means min ha'ir. Meaning, I'm going to go outside of the city and I'm going to daven that the Barad should stop. So says Rashi, Kitzesis ha'ir, min ha'ir, aval b'toch ha'ir lo hispalo, lefi shehoysa meleya gilulim. But he would only daven outside the city. Because in the city, since it was full of Avodah Zarah, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to daven inside the city because the city was full of Avodah Zarah. So he says, Kitzesi es ha'ir, I'm going to leave the city and I'm going to daven because I don't want to daven with his Avodah Zarah. And this Rabosai, this statement of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't want to daven in the city because it was full of Avodah Zarah, is quoted in the tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshim. The Trumas Hadeshim is quoted lahalacha in Simon Vav on page 6. What was the question? Mishahu baderech, he was on the way, on the road. The hayom mariv, meaning the day is starting to get dark. So it's time to daven mincha. The afternoon is waning away. In other words, he's close by to an inn which is full of goyim, which he can be able to get to. So shapir tfeishi emtin lespal al ki yavol lamolon. So what should he do? Should he wait to get to the inn and daven mincha there? Or should he daven in the field? He's on a horse or whatever he's on, he'll veer off to the side and he'll daven on the road. Or should he wait to get to the inn? So the question is, of course you should wait to get to the inn. Why shouldn't you, if you can wait to half an hour and you'll be able before Shkia to daven, so wait to get to the inn. So says the Truma Sadesh Tshuva. Yiradim yochol istalek b'adrochim kolkach shekor v'ador el gamish loyvo over drochim yafsikuhu. Whereas if he could turn off to the side of the road and no one's going to bother him, shapir tfei, it's better lispalo baderech mimashi ispalo b'molon. Why? I would think it's better to wait till the hotel, right? So says the Truma Sadesh, and why? Because the ear shekula nochrim, the sheir harbig. Because in the inn, in the hotel, it's going to be full of statues that our people bow down to. So it's much better if you can daven where? Outside, before you get into the city, because the city is full of Avodah Zarah. So if you can turn off the road and daven there, it's better. Vidarshu Rabbeinu, two lines at the bottom, Mikra Zeh, in the Mechilta, Kitzesis Ha'ir, Lo Rotzel Lispalel, this Rashi is quoting from the Mechilta, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to daven B'toch Krach Mitzrayim, Lefi Shehoisim Malei Gilulim, because it was full. So you see from Moshe Rabbeinu that it's not so good to daven when there's Avodah Zarah around. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened that the Borad should stop, he davened what? Chutz Le'ir. So too, this fellow who's approaching the city should daven before he gets into the city, because there's no Avodah Zarah around. However, then he says on the second column in the fifth line, Omnam im ein biru shalo yafsiku avidroche besada kam efshar lo limtso cheder o keren zavis malom yishol chol spalo sham b'lev ponoy. But if he's going to be disturbed on the way and he's not going to be able, the Ovei Drachim are going to mafsik him, then in a chanami he could wait to the Malon. But preferably you shouldn't be davening in the place that's Malei Gilulim. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven in the city. He waited outside. Kitzesi Esair. Kitzesi es ha'ir, Ephros es kapai. Oh, so it's beautiful. So this is a Truma Sadesh, and Mamish quotes this din from the pasuk from the Mechilta. It's quoted in the Truma Sadesh, and this Truma Sadesh is quoted in Shulchan Aruch on page 7 in the Ramah in Tzadi Dalet Tes. And the Ramah says, Hagav misha ba baderech usamach lamolon. He shouldn't daven in the molom. Shall go him, shall lo yvalu b'nei bais. So preferably, if he could do it beforehand, no. That is the Mechilta quoted by Rashi on this pasuk Kitzesi Minayir. So there's one kasha that has to be raised on this issue. One kasha. And that's what we're going to deal with the rest of the shir. and try to see if we can learn something significant. One kasha. What's the one kasha? Is why by Barat? What about the other makas? Moshe Rabbeinu davened before. And it never says in the pasuk, Kitsesi Minair, by the other makas, when he stopped the dam and Sardeya and the Kinim and the Orov, he didn't say he had to go outside. How come all of a sudden we have a chumrah that we have to go outside? And why didn't he go outside for the dam and the Tzvardeya and the Kinim and the Orov and the Dever and Shechin and the Bar? And, yeah? Why all of a sudden only by Barad? All of a sudden Kitsesi Minair? That is the kasha. That is the $1 million kasha that we have to deal with. And I'm going to give you some very interesting terutzim, but there's one terutz at the end that hopefully will be a very significant idea that we could take home. So a lot of people discuss this kasha. Why dafke by Barat? So the Ramban on Chumash discusses this on page 9. Zok the Ramban kitzesi seir. Al derech hapshat yitochen lomar shaya Moshe mispalo bebeiso. Rapapamazos ratzel lios par kopo prusos hashamayim. Biachtu akolos vamato biyad. In other words, normally Moshe Rabbeinu davened in his house, so there's no problem. Moshe Rabbeinu's house didn't have a avodah zarah. But here, that he wanted to stop the rain and the hail, so he felt it would be good to go outside, and he can, because this is a makkah that's coming min hashamayim. So therefore he wanted to go outside and raise his hands to the skies. So therefore now he's going outside, so now he has to worry that there's a avodah zarah around. The other makas, he didn't feel he had to go outside. So that's, says the Ramban, al derech hapshat. Moshe mispal b'beiso. Rach b'pama zos. Ratzi yos kopo prusos hashamayim yachdu l'kolos v'amator miyad. Lo yitochen lasos kein b'ir. Okay, in Omar k'tseisi se'ir. Chein Omar v'yitzi Moshe miparo asa'ir. Yeah. That's one pshat. Then the Ramban suggests another pshat. Rabbi Seinu Omru Shaloya Mispalel B'Sochayir Lefi Shehim Melei Agilulim V'Kol Shekein Shalo Haya Nidbar Imo Elachutz L'Krach Im Kein Nomar Ki Bavur Shaya Paru Vakesh Ata Sheyosur Habarad Miyad.
Now he's saying another pshat. Really, says Ramban, Moshe Rabbeinu went outside all the time. All the time, for all the makas.
Ah, so why does it say it only by Barat? Because all the time, Paro said, Moshe, please end this makkah. He didn't say, Moshe, end it right away. So Moshe took his time and went outside and fine. But here, Paro asks that it should be miyad. So therefore, Moshe has to tell him, no, it's never miyad, because I have to go chutz l'ir. The other times he didn't request it, that it should be miyad. So Moshe didn't have to tell him that he has to go outside. Moshe doesn't have to say to him where he's going to daven. It was only over here that Paro asked him that it should be miyad, so Moshe has to tell him, no. So the Ramban has two pshatim here of why it's only by Barat. Either because by Barat, all the tefillahs he davened indoors, and here he davened outdoors, so there was a problem, so therefore he had to go outside the city. Or it was by every makkah, but by every makkah there was no... Paro never asked him that it should go away miyad. So therefore, he didn't have to tell him that it's not going to be miyad, because Paro never asked him to be miyad. Paro understood. It'll be another day, 2 days, fine. But here he's asking miyad, and Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be able to do it miyad. So you had to tell him, Paro, I'm going to daven, but it's not going to be miyad, because I have to leave the city. He always had to leave the city, but he never had to tell that to Paro, because Paro never asked him to be miyad. So that's the second pshat of the Ramban. The Netziv, both in the Tshuva and in the Hamek Dover, say something similar to the first pshat. And that is, you can look in the Meshiv Dover, we'll look in the Hamek Dover on page 11. It's the same idea. He says, B'tzvardeo v'aruv k'siv stam atyev lo perish hamokom. Right? It doesn't say where. V'hainu mishuv shaya beis knesses miyuchad l'tfila. He says there was a base knesses miyuchad l'tfila,
Which Ramban says it was on his bias. So the Nesiv says a little different. Now normally he davened in a special shul that was miyuchad l'tfila, which in the Nesiv and Perek Hey Pasuk Chav Beis, when it says Vayoshev Moshe El Hashem, what does it mean Vayoshev Moshe El Hashem? So the Siv says he returned to God, meaning Hainu Sheyem Mokum Kodesh Kavo Beis Knesset Sheyem Skabtun L'Tfila. Returned to Hashem means he returned to this holy place. It means he returned to shul. So there was a shul there that that's where he used to daven, which is similar to the Nesiv's first one. But over here, that he had to stop the rain and stop the hail, he wanted to go outside, which is basically the first shot of the Ramban. It's just he speaks about the shul, whereas the Ramban just speaks about his own bias. But the same idea. Oh. Now, there's a fantastic shot in the Sefer Baruch Sha'omar that is the Baal Mechaber of the Baruch Tam. To answer this question, and it's brought in the Sefer Kimotzei Shol HaRav, brings it down. He says like this: take a look, Rabosai, in the Psukim. Let's just take a look back in the Psukim. Page 3. Paro says, and Pasuk of Dalet, Hashem HaTzadik Vani Vami HaRishoyim. Unbelievable statement that he makes here. After Makas Barat, he says, Hashem HaTzadik Vani Vami HaRishoyim. But what does Moshe Rabbeinu say back? So what does that mean? Oh, so says Baruch Tam, a tremendous charifas. He says like this: Binyan anal marti l'tarit kushes hamefarshim parshas va'era. Madu rak b'makas barat amar Moshe k'tzeisiyas a'ir. You and Ramban, so we saw the Ramban already. Paro says, Rav Mios, meaning, when he says Rav Mios, means right away. So, Chutzrach Moshe, Lodio, Shazrach, Sarach Latzeis, Chutzlier. Oh. So he says, Veli near Lataritz, Vuvan Gan Kavaras, Divay Moshe, Barmel, Paro, Vatavodech, Yadati, Kitem, Turum, Ne Hashem, Elokim. Mufarsh Rashi, Yadati, Yadain, Einchem, Yireim. Whereas Paro knew that Moshe always went chutz le'ir. Machmat she'ir melei gilulim. Omnom b'makas barad. What does Paro say? Omah Hashem atzadik. Right. So what is that? That's a bittul of avodah zara. So Paro saying, I understand you always had to go outside to daven. But now you shouldn't have to, because I said Hashem HaTzadik. So I was mevatel all the avodah zarah. Because you can mevatel zos lachatz al Moshe. So that's why Paro is saying I want it to be miyad, because there's no need to go outside anymore. I know you always went outside, but now I said Hashem HaTzadik, so I was mevatel avodah zarah. So there's no need for you to go outside. So you know what Moshe said? No, I have to go outside. Ki yadati ki tam tirun b'bnei Hashem Elokim. Because I know that even though you said Hashem HaTzadik, you really didn't mean it. So it works in very well. Paro says Hashem HaTzadik, and Moshe says, Atayadati term to Rimbatay Hashem Elokim, that you're not Yirei Hashem. What's the flow? So he says, very well. Paro knows Moshe always goes outside. So he said, but Paro saying, but now you don't have to. I was with Atal of Orozar, Hashem HaTzadik. Moshe replies, I know you're not a Yirei Shamayim. I know that you didn't mean it. Not piva libo shove. You didn't mean it. So therefore, if you didn't mean it, there wasn't a real good bittel. So the avodah zarah is still kaim. So memela, I have to go outside. That's the harifas of the of the Baruch Tam. The Sefer Chanukah Satoira of the Rebbe Reb Heschel. You know the Rebbe Reb Heschel. The Rebbe Reb Heschel was the Rebbe of the Shach. You know, the famous Shach and Yerideya and the Shach and we learn the Choshen Mishpat, the Shach. So one of his Rebbeim was the Rebbe Reb Heschel. And he wrote a Sefer Chanukah Satoirah. The Sefer used to look like this. Like it's this size with like about a quarter of the thickness. That's how, when I was a kid growing up, I always had a Chanukah Satoirah in the house. You know, a little one. And that's the way it printed. Then all of a sudden, you know, like they print all this far, they printed this big one. All of a sudden, this big Chanukah Satoirah. So Chanukah Satoirah is a famous Sefer. We said a word that's in the Sefer, in Brachos, and a person's Koei Gaivas Kilo Ved Avodah Zarah, because he doesn't believe Nasa Adam is right? You know that Pshat. So that's from the Chanukah Satoirah, from the Rebbe Reb Heschel. So the Rebbe Reb Heschel, he gives a teretz to this Kasha as well. Why, again, the Kasha is why by Barav. So far, basically, we have three terutzim. We have the two terutzim, the Ramban, and the Tziv is basically one of the terutzim, and we have the Terah that Inochanami, he normally davened inside, here he wanted to daven outside, or Inochanami, he always did it, but here Parah is asking him to do a miyad, or this idea that he has to say it now, he always went outside, but now Parah thought he didn't have to do it, because he said Hashem Atzadik, and Moshe said, but it wasn't sincere. The Rebbe Reb Heschel says a different pshat. Barashik tzeisim in ha'ir, aval b'tocha ir lo vispalo vish ha'isa melea gilulin. V'kasha, lama rak v'makas borot haya tzorech latzeis. Same kasha that they're all asking. V'ish lomar, v'ne yadua ki avodah zorah shal Mitzrayim haya hatzom. What was the avodah zorah of Mitzrayim? That was the sheep. It was the tzon. K'disa barashi, al pasek, ki ato avas Mitzrayim kol ro etzon. V'ishem lahem elokus. V'chem ufuresh b'unkulus. In Cain, b'chol ha'makos, kasher ha'tzon hayu b'mira, shu michutz le'ir, haya seder hafuch. See, where did the tzon normally was? Where was the tzon normally? Grazing. Where were they grazing? Not in the city. They were grazing outside the city, in the pasture land, which was outside the city. So normally, the Avodah Zarah was outside the city. So there was no problem. You didn't have to go. You could go in the city, because there was no Avodah Zarah in the city. Right, so you can daven in the city. But it's only by Makas Barad. What does it say? That they brought all the cattle in. Hayori is Tavar Hashem, Hainis is Mikneu. So they brought the cattle in the city. So now, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go outside the city. Now, normally, you couldn't go outside the city, because that's where the Avodah Zarah was. So Dafki prayed in the city. But when it comes to Barad, they had to bring, it says, the Pasuk says they brought all the cattle in. That was the Avodah Zarah, was the cattle. So he had to go out. That's the Rebbe Reb Heschel. Oh. But let me tell you like this. Another mahalach here. Besides the two pshatim from the Ramban, and the pshat from the Baruch Tam, and the pshat from the Rebbe Reb Heschel, I want to tell you a pshat that we could learn a musar from. Now, these are all very nice pshatim, but there's not so much Musar Haskil that you can learn out from all these four pshatim. I'm sure there is, but not on the surface. Oh. In the Sefer Zikaron Rav Yecheskel Abramsky on page 16, he points out that Makas Barad is the only Makah that says El Libcha. Lechor Ma'inyan El Libcha L'Makas Barad. So he says the pshat is because it says Hayaris Dvar Hashem is Haynis is Mekdei Labatim Shalosam Libo Nimsha Shemakazu Hayalakeshem Yuchal Sima Salev. In other words, because this was the makah that was connected to the person who paid attention versus not paid attention. The person who paid attention so was the one who brought his cattle in. It didn't. But let's try to understand even more. The Medrash Tanchuma in Pashas Va'era on page 17 tells us an interesting idea. And that is, Hashem nosen kolos u'borad, v'lama, B'schus ha-Torah she-nitna be-kolos. She-nemar v'chol-om rolim as ha-kolos.
So it's unbelievable. So the Medrash Tanchuma is telling us that there's a connection between the thunder at Har Sinai, the kolos of Har Sinai, and the kolos at the time of Barat.
And Rabbi Tzvi Ram pointed out to me that Pashas means that there was a total Gilui Shechina at the time of Barat, and that was the attempt to try to get Parah to send them out. And that's why Rabbi Ram pointed out, that's why Parah, perhaps that's... It's always a question that's asked. Why is the Makkos split up 7 in Va'era and 3 in Bo? So he thought, Rabbi Ram thought, maybe because there was... The Barad was really supposed to be the end, because that was going to be the told Gilui Shechina, and Parah was supposed to send them out, but it didn't work. And therefore, there were 3 extra. But Barad, and the idea of Barad, it was bringing, and Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out also from Rabbi Ram, that Barad was the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings what's going to happen at Maimed Har Sinai here. That inspirational moment, as Rabbi Shapiro and Rabbi Ram said, that inspirational moment, as Rabbi Ram pointed out, of Maimar Har Sinai is brought here in Mitzrayim. That's the kolos. And he pointed out, as a tour like that, that's the kolos. Oh. And this is pointed out, Rav Kasher points out this medrash, and he points out there's a medrash Rabbah on page 18. The Medrash Rabbah says like this. Hayom Hashem al Moshe nete yotcha al Hashemayim by Barad. Hadok siv kol asher chofetz Hashem also. Amar David, afal pi shegozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashemayim Shemayim l'Hashem v'arz nosan l'vnei Adam. In other words, normally Hashem made a thing that land is for man and Hashem will be in Shemayim. In other words, we have our turf and he has his turf. Right? But the Medrash says there are 2 times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevatel this idea. Shebikesh litein HaTorah bitel gzeir rishona. Where normally he said, Hashemayim Shemayim L'Hashem V'arts Nosan L'Vnei Adam. When it came to Matan Torah, he said, Amar HaTachtonim Yalu L'Alyonim V'Alyonim Yerdu L'Tachtonim. That he lets Moshe Rabbeinu, who's from the Tachtonim, go up to Shemayim, and Ribbono Shel Olam from the Elyonim comes down to Aretz. So Matan Torah was a time where what? Where the rule of Hashemayim Shemayim L'Hashem, the Aretz Nosan L'Vnei Adam, doesn't apply. And the other time is by Barad, page 19. Chayim b'Mitzrayim b'Moshe Shaya b'Aretz Nosan L'Rishus Lishlof b'Masay Shemayim. That when Moshe Rabbeinu had to cause the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give Barad, it says Nete Yotcha al Hashemayim. So there's not necessarily literally that he went al Hashemayim, but he had an effect from, so somebody from the Tachtonim is on the Elyonim. So you see here another connection between Matan Torah and the Makkah of Barat. And what's the idea here? What's the idea here? So there are 2 points that I want to discuss in this connection between, you see again, the 2 comparisons of the Midrashim, the Kolos, the Medrash says, B'schus Matan Torah, so it connects the Kolos of Matan Torah to the Kolos of Barat. And this idea that the Shemayim Shemayim L'Hashem V'Aretz Nosan L'Vnei Adam didn't apply to Matan Torah and it didn't apply to the Barad. So the Shemi Shmuel says the following. He asks the same question that everyone's asking. Why is Barad different that Moshe had to go Chutz La'ir?
So he says like this. Look on page 20, the last paragraph. Venera. Dine b'makas bar k'siv e'esh mislakachas b'socha barad, v'rashi nes b'toch nes, rash, ha'esh v'abarad moravim, v'abarad mayim hu. In other words, barad, the hail, was hail of water and fire. That's what Rashi says in Chumash. It was based on Chazal. It was water and fire coming together to create the hail, which are two opposites that normally can't coexist together. They can't coexist together. But what? Lasos ritzon konam osu sholom b'neim. So what's the idea? Perish ofia koch elyon shulamalam. But in this world, fire and water can't coexist together. But if you're coming from a mokum elyon, where you're close to the ribon shalom, and you're coming from a mokum elyon, where everyone's meshuba to the ribon shalom, so even opposites can come together, because they're in a mokum that's close to the ribon shalom. So it was, Barat had to come, like the Medrash says, me'ala shamayim, because it had to be a being of two things that can't coexist together, and all of a sudden they're coexisting. Because when you're close to the Shekhinah, then even if you're opposites, you can coexist together. So says the Shemi Shmuel, page 21, paragraph Ach. Ach Nira, the shiny tefillah Zushal Moshe, but Makas Abarad, and shall call Makas Abarad Bob Makum Elyon. Okay, the Salah Zu Makanami, a Torah Lagir, but Philosophy Kokach, Bikola Fochim. Whereas because he says, why was this inochanami? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to go chutz l'ir for the other makas, but makas barad comes from a mokum elyon. Haraya, two hafachim can't exist together in this mokum. Only if it comes from a mokum elyon that's close to the ribono shel olam can you have what? Two, because when you cross the ribono shel olam, all differences are meaningless. If you're dovuk to Hashem, then everyone's dovuk. So who cares? You're an Eish, you're Mayim, you're all different. You're all different, but you could all cling together if you're close to the Ribbono Shalom. If you're farther from the Ribbono Shalom, then the differences make a difference. But close to the Ribbono Shalom, no difference makes a difference. So in order for Moshe Rabbeinu to stop the Barad, his tefillah had to penetrate the highest levels. So for that tefillah, it had to be away from Avodah Zarah. All other tefillahs not. But Barad was special. Because Barad had to came from a Mokum Elyon, and his tefillah had to reach that Mokum Elyon in order to stop. So that I want to add, Hashtaras is l'chacha, that the kolos of Barad have a kolos matan Torah. So the Musar Haskil is that anyone who's osek in Torah, Torah is also coming, like the kolos of the Barad, that Mokum Elyon. So that should be able to take people who are not necessarily the same, but if they're all clinging to the Torah, even if they come from different backgrounds and different things, that should unite people, just like the Barad, the Eish and the Mayim, only could come together if they came from a Mokum Elyon. So Torah, you have to view Torah, if you're involved in Torah, that should make you above all the mundane politics of the world and all the mundane categories of different people, and everyone should be together like the Eish and the Mayim of the Barad. Because Torah is like the Barad. Because the kolos of the Barad are the kolos of Matan Torah. It's the time that the Elyonim Lamala. Because Torah is, if you're involved in Torah, you should be so above all the pettiness of this world, of the different sinas chinams that exist between different groups, because you're above it, and that should be able to bring achdus between the Eish and the Mayim, and it should bring achdus from different types of people, because only Barad, since it came from the Mokum Elyon, could coexist together. So Torah, which is the same kolos of brokim of Barad, should also be that way as well. That's one, and therefore, what did we marviach? Another teretz to this kasha, that it's only by Barad that you needed a special tefillah, because Barad, for opposites to coexist together, is not easy. Only if it comes close to Ribbono Shel Olam, not Mokum Elyon, could they exist together.
And that's what Torah is supposed to bring you. Torah is that same Makom Elyon that should be able to unite people who are different, but they're all connected to Torah. So even if you have different backgrounds, you should all realize that if you're connected to that Makom Elyon, that should bring everyone together. That's point number one. Point number two, Rabosai, is the following. It says in Yisro, Vayihi bayom ha-shlishi, page 22. Vayihi bayom ha-shlishi b'yos ha-boker v'yikolos u-brokim v'anon kovet al-ahar. So they were kolos u-brokim, right? Before Matan Torah. But it's interesting that after the Aseres HaDibros on page 23, it speaks about kol omroim as a kolos v'es ha-lapidim. Which is very interesting. First, it talks about the kolos and the brokim, the lightning, the noise and the lightning. Then it speaks about the noise, the kolos, and the torches, the lapidim. What changed? Why first it talks about kolos and brokim, then it talks about kolos and lapidim? The Zohar points this out on page 24. That's halapidim, bekadmisa barakim, v'hashta lapidim. That originally it was speaking about kolos and brokim, and now it's speaking about kolos and lapidim. What's the idea? So I once heard from Rav Avram Shor in the Shir, he once said the following. He says, you see, at Matan Torah there was a lot of like inspiration. There was, you know, it was a whole scene. There were kolos and brokim. It was like an awesome event, right? But a lot of times you have an awesome event and then it's gone. You were inspired then, and then the next day you come home, the kolos and brokim are no longer there anymore, and then you go back to your regular routine. So the idea is like this, that originally before the Torah was given, they had that inspiration of the kolos and brokim. But then, once the Torah is given, you have to take the brokim and make him into lapidim. Because brokim, you see that the bolt of lightning. You see it for a minute and it's gone. A torch, the fire's there and it's there and it's there and it's there. So that's the idea. There's inspirational moments in life, which you have to hold on to those inspirational moments. But then what's going to cause those inspirational moments to continue is if you make it into lapidim. If then you go ahead and you take it and you do something in your life on a regular basis that came about from that inspirational moment. You know, those life is not going to be all inspirational moments. Kolos and Brokim is going to be one time. And then you take that and you continue on and you make it into lapidim. You make it into something permanent. So basically, as Rabbi Ram was saying, in Mitzrayim, the Makas Barad was taking the aspect of the Brokim, of the inspiration. That's what Paro needed, was that inspiration. So that part of Matan Torah, the Brokim part of Matan Torah, was put in to, as Rabbi Ram pointed out, to Mitzrayim. But that's not enough. For us, we need Brokim, and then we need what? Then we need Lapidim. Rabbi Moshe Shapiro told me that he heard from Rabbi David Palmer a very nice pshat in Parshas Vayelech, which fits into this idea. And that is, what are the last two mitzvahs in the Torah, in Parshas Vayelech? So you have the mitzvah of Hakel HaSa'am. So Hakel HaSa'am was a big event. The king read the Torah. That's the brokim. That's wow. It was everyone gathered in. You know, it's like, it reminded me like the Siyum HaShas. Everyone goes to Madison Square Garden. Wow. It's a wow, you know. But then, if you don't do something with that, like the Ramban says, Ta'irim Ta'orus Ha'avos HaTachbats, if you have this Orus and you don't put it to concretize it, then it dissipates. So that's why Rabbi Palmer pointed out, what's the next mitzvah after that? Takhisu Lochem as a Shira Zos. Everyone has to now write a Sefer Torah. In other words, you have to, it's inspirational, now do something, learn on a regular, do something. And that's the last, and that's the two aspects of Matan Torah, the Brokim and then the Lapidim. And that's the idea. That, in other words, you have to have times in your life where we get together and you have inspiration on a Shabbaton or a Shabbos and this. But then there has to be, you have to do something with it. You have to say, okay, now I'm inspired and now I'm going to do something that's going to last on a regular basis. The inspirational moments are flickers. No, that's the Brachim. That was gone. But what stays is the Lapidim. So Rabosai, what we discussed here today is the Makas Barad, the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu goes Kitzesi Minair, and the Ramban gave two Pshatim, and the Baruch Sha'omar, Rav Baruch Tam gave a Pshat, and the Rebbe Heschel. But the Shemi Shmuel says, because the Barad was bringing two things together, and that could only be B'Mokum Elyon. And therefore the tefillah to stop the Barad had to come B'Mokum Elyon. And the Barad is the Barad of Matan Torah. So therefore the message is that whenever somebody is involved, someone who's involved in Torah should be above all the politics of chilukim of different people, and every type of different person should be able to be dovuk together, the Eish and the Mayim together. And therefore, also, there should be an inspiration that you should go to things that inspire you, or go to a Shabbaton, go to an inspirational Musa Shmuz. But then, it has to be Lapidim. And that's what so Barat had one aspect, but the Torah has both aspects. It has the Kol Zubrakim Kodim Matan Torah, but that wasn't last. And after Matan Torah was the Kolos Lapidim, that's coming to Shir every day, learning on a daily basis, taking those inspirational moments and keeping them lasting for a long time.